100 baht, all right? Dicker's styling mousse.
Carl.
Nexus Pro Formula 7000.
Carl, you are on the board.
Let's go back to Dicker for 200
baht. All right. True or false, Dicker can affect the weather according... False. Dicker can affect the weather according to his mood.
Pat. True.
It is true. Right now.
Will you repeat that for me, Robbie?
Mikey Rockhead is truly handsome. Why, just yesterday he was approached by the modeling agency, who asked, "Is that your nose, or are you eating a blank?"
All right.
I'm in.
I am also in.
All right, Mike's in.
Tim's in.
Buzz, you in?
I'm in.
Robbie, everybody is in.
All right, Jennifer, Mikey Rockhead is handsome. When the modeling agency came up to him, they asked, "Is that your nose, or are you eating a blank?" What'd you say?
Oh, I say salami.
Salami it is.
Salami.
Don?
Salami.
Well, let's see what our stars said. Don, do you have Mike Rockhead's salami?
No. Rob, I said penis.
Yes.
Penis.
Good answer, though. How about
penis.
You, Mike?
Rob, I went with the G-rated answer here. I said banana.
The classic joke.
Yes, banana.
No match.
Right.
How about you, Tim?
Mine was along the same lines as Mr. O'Mara. Mine was pork sausage.
Oh, no match.
Is that pork sausage or park sausage?
That would be pork, Don.
Pork sausage. Also kind of goes along the lines with mine.
Yeah, absolutely. Closer to yours, I think, than mine.
And last chance to match. How about you, Buzz?
Straight from vaudeville, banana.
No matches. Goose egg there, Jennifer. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Dave, your chance to move ahead. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Joe Ardinger loves to fish, and he doesn't even need all that fancy schmancy equipment. Sometimes he just baits his line and ties it to his blank.
Wow, Rob, come on.
Now, there's a couple easy ones in there, but it's all random.
All right, I'm in.
Oh, man.
Joe Ardinger loves to fish, and he doesn't even need all that fancy equipment. Sometimes he just baits his line and ties it to his blank.
Are you in, Buzzy?
Yeah, I'm in.
No, that's tough.
I'm in.
Mike, you in?
I'm in.
He's waiting on Tim McWilliams now.
All right, I'll go with this.
Are you ready, Tim?
I don't like it, but I'll go with it.
All right.
All right, Dave, Joe Ardinger loves to fish, and he doesn't need all that equipment. Sometimes he just baits his line and ties it to his blank. What's your answer?
I'm going to go with everybody's favorite, the penis.
Ah, penis for Dave.
Penis.
Don, do you have Joe Ardinger's penis?
Rob, this is two questions in a row. My answer, yes, is penis.
Didn't even have to use a new card.
Same card.
How about you, Mike?
I had a surreal one here, Rob. I said he ties it to his big brain.
Oh, answer. And also what I was looking for.
All right.
How about you, Tim?
I went with finger, Mr. Rob.
Finger.
No match.
Guess that. I didn't like it either.
I guess I'm the only guy that thinks about penises all the time here.
Comedy, thy name is McWilliams.
What that says about me.
How about you, Buzz?
I had his thing.
Ah,
that's penis.
There you go.
That's penis.
All right. And round one, Dave is up 2-0. Dave, you get to go first. Choose A or B.
I'll go with A.
A it is.
Hey, Robbie.
And Dave, here's your clue. Former President Ronald Reagan was thrilled to hear that the biography Dutch was selling so well. He said, "I just can't wait to read that blank."
I'm in.
Already.
Former president and former actor Ronald Reagan was thrilled to hear that the biography Dutch was selling so well.
I'm in.
He said, "I can't wait to read that blank."
Are you in yet? Tim?
Count me in.
Oh, Tim's in. All right, hey, look at that.
Tim, are you using new cards every time you have an answer?
No, it's the same card, Don. Mike,
Rob gets brand new.
Use new cards, Tim.
Oh, everyone?
Use,
you
splurge.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We all use new cards every time.
Then you know, it's like the real game. You hold it up and we all share.
Oh, I got you. Well, Ken would not be pleased, Mr. O'Mara.
I know that. That's why we do it.
Okay, are you ready now?
I am in.
Okay.
All right. Dave, former President Ronald Reagan was thrilled to hear that the biography Dutch was selling so well. He said, "I can't wait to read that blank." What do you think he said?
I'm going to go with rag.
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 That's a good
rag.
One.
That is good. How about you, Don? Do you have rag?
No, I said he couldn't wait to read that microwave.
I see. Not a match, though.
He has Alzheimer's, you see.
Well, I was working on memory here. I said he can't wait to read that tree.
Tree.
There you go. Yeah,
but not a match.
Remember in the library, he thought the books.
I know.
Books.
See, I thought of tree first, and I thought, too obvious.
Right.
Microwave. Thinking man's answer.
Oh, yes.
But obviously not.
Not a thinking man's game.
What about you,
I guess
Tim?
Not, Buzz.
I went with the editorial comment of fiction. And I'm going to hold up the card.
Yes.
Yep, like you said.
Fiction. Lots of laughter.
Way to play the game, Tim.
I went for the artwork. I said tree.
Oh, no match.
Hey, very nice, though, Brett.
Two trees.
All right.
And here's, Jennifer, you're down by two. This is your chance to catch up. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Homo Joe's breath is always kissing sweet.
Okay, here we go.
Unless, of course, he's been eating blank.
Okay. Okay. Please.
Homosexual Joseph. His breath is always kissing sweet.
I'm in.
Unless, of course, he's been eating blank.
Are you in, Tim?
I'm in.
I guess I'm in.
I'm in. And Mike's in, too. This should be a slam dunk for you, Jennifer.
All right, Jennifer. Homo Joe's breath is always kissing sweet, unless, of course, he's been eating blank. What do you think he's been eating?
Ass.
Ass.
Ah, yes.
Eating what ass. Do you really mean?
don't sugarcoat it, baby. How about you, Don? Do you have Homo Joe's ass?
Rob, I do think Homo Joe eats ass, yes.
All right, that's
ass,
a match.
That's a match.
How about you, Mike?
I also said he eats ass.
Oh, and a picture. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you.
How about you, Tim?
I went with meat.
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 That's good. No, but technically not ass.
No, no, that's
not
right.
A match,
right.
No.
Yeah, right.
And how about you, Buzz? Her chance to step out in the lead.
I went with what Joe would say. I said ass.
Hey, great. Ass. Yeah. Yeah. We all know that Joe eats ass.
Good job.
At the end of round two.
Said it yesterday.
What if there's meat in his ass?
Oh, dear, aren't you a dirty birdie? My goodness.
Okay. At the end of round two, Dave has two, Jennifer has three. It's still anybody's game. Jennifer, you're in the lead. Choose first, A or B?
A.
A it is.
A.
Dennis Murphy had quite an exciting trip to the dentist. In Dennis's mouth, the doctor found two cavities and a blank. Dennis Murphy had quite an exciting trip to the dentist. In Dennis's mouth, the doctor found two cavities and a blank.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I am in.
Tim is in. Oops, sorry. We're just waiting on Buzz.
I'm in.
Oh, Buzz. Buzz is also ready. Okay, panel's ready, Rob.
All right, stars, thank you. Jennifer, what's your answer? What did they find in Dennis's mouth?
Oh, gosh. And
the
T-shirt.
His T-shirt that he sells.
That was a good one.
Good answer.
One of his homemade T-shirts.
That's okay. Can I change my answer?
No, it's
no,
not.
I'm sorry, Tim. I'm already locked in.
That was such a good answer.
Don, do you have T-shirt? I bet you do.
No, I don't, Rob.
Really?
I was thinking Jaws. I said license plate. Like when they ripped open that shark.
That's good. I like that one.
How about you, Mike?
I said dead body.
Oh. Tim?
I thought he actually had a tooth in his head. I went with tooth.
Tooth.
Not a match.
Tooth.
How about you, Buzz?
I had sandwich.
Sandwich.
Oh.
Sandwich.
Okay.
All right.
Sandwich.
Okay.
Well, this puts us in a good situation, Dave. You need one to tie, two to win the round. Are you excited?
Oh, I'm very excited.
All right. Well, here is your clue. If you saw USA Today this morning, you know there's lots of Elvis Presley memorabilia for sale. Maybe even a concert scarf stained with his own blank.
Oh. So many.
Yeah, I know. Because you know how Elvis used to throw the scarves out there, Dave. So if you saw USA Day this morning, you saw that...
All right, I'm in.
Lots of Elvis memorabilia for sale, maybe even a concert scarf stained with his own blank.
Tim?
I am in.
I'm in, Don.
All right, Robbie, your panel's ready.
The stars are in. Dave? Elvis's scarf stained with what?
I'm going to go with semen.
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 Way to go to medical route, too. That's good. Very nice.
Yeah, that must have been quite a concert. How about you, Don? Do you have Elvis Presley semen?
Rob, no, I was close. I had feces.
Oh,
feces.
Feces.
Just around the corner.
I like seeing that written down.
Feces.
I truly do.
How about you, Mike?
I have geesh.
Geesh is a match.
Yeah, that's a match.
Absolutely.
How about you, Tim?
Ever the clean one? I'm going with sweat.
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 Well, the button-down mind of Tim McWilliams at play.
Absolutely.
All right, a match will win it. What do you have, Buzz?
I had Elvis therapy urine.
No.
We have a horse race here.
So we have to flip for it. Jennifer, I'm going to let you call because you're a lady. Please call the coin.
I say heads.
Heads it is. And Jennifer, we'll see you in final match.
Way to go, Jennifer.
Oh, so she wins this round.
Yes.
And that means that, Dave, don't let the screen door hit you on the way out.
All right.
Thank you. Dave, we'll give you free chicken, though, my friend.
Oh, cool.
Free Kentucky fried chicken.
Hey, did you get my the sound that I sent to you? Gonads?
No. Oh, are you the guy that had the tape of that? You played it for us on the show?
Yeah.
Never got it, sir.
Never got it.
Nope.
I'll get it back out to you.
I want to point out that Dave and Jennifer and our players from the next round, they're all qualified for our weekly giveaway. This week on Friday, we're giving away a trip for two to see WWF No Mercy in Cleveland, courtesy of the WWF and Cox Cable. So please make sure you're listening to Friday's episode. Goodbye forever, Dave.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. And Jennifer, hold on, please.
Okay, thank you.
You will be playing the final match. So now we have to break, and we need two more contestants.
I believe we have them, Dan and Natalie.
Oh, right, Dan and Natalie.
Dan and Natalie.
Oh, well, let's meet them before we play our commercials. Here is Dan.
Dan, I know, is from Maryland. How are you, Dan? Tell us about yourself.
Good. How's it going, guys?
What do you do, Dan?
I'm a customer service rep for a computer company, a hockey coach, and a big Red Sox fan.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, I hope I match you.
All right.
And who's our other contestant, Robbie?
Natalie, and I know that she looks like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Ooh. Ooh. Baby.
Lovely Natalie.
How are you, Natalie?
Baby.
Hello?
Hello, Natalie.
Hello.
Hey, where are you from, baby?
Well, right now I'm at work. I'm in Falls Church, Virginia.
And what do you do?
I work for the government.
Okay, great. Then we'll be playing with Dan, with Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, both you kids, hold on a second. So they play when we come back.
Right.
And then the winner from... The winner from that game plays the winner of the other game.
Right, Jennifer.
Okay, now I remember how to play this game.
And then the winner from that goes to Super Match.
Mm-hmm. Back with more Match Game 99 in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What brings you here?
I heard about your trouble with Batu. Thought I'd come to lend a hand.
Thank you, my son.
He's fought you. He's my own student.
The five city monks, they've all been killed. It was Fat You and his gang.
Where's Fat You now?
Well, I'm not really sure. What'll we do?
As for Fat You, deal with him as you think fit.
Quite satisfying. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, we are playing Match Game 99, and right now as we speak, it's about 10 till 6 on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Leah should be on stage with Letterman now.
That's right. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun for the listeners of this program to watch Letterman tonight just to see what happens and how he behaves towards her and how she does, too.
And also today, we've gotten another different side of Leah, the very panicked Leah that called us at the beginning of the show because she was upset that we hadn't talked to her about the appearance. And then the showbiz Leah, who kind of put us off a little bit, I thought, when she was in there with Letterman's producer.
And we can certainly understand that because, it's pretty close to showtime.
Showtime. Right. So we'll hear what happens there. Tomorrow on the show, the balloon fetish people.
Ah, yes.
Right? Good. The producer that sent us the video of the girls popping balloons with their bare asses.
That should be interesting.
We're going to be interviewing her to find out what's up with that.
Right.
Friday on this show, in studio, Jody and Sissy.
Jody, Sissy.
No Buffy, though.
No Buffy. No. Buffy! Buffy! Buffy, come out from beneath the ground.
Mr. French, I'm buried.
Oh, that's right. Okay, no more baths for you.
Yes, from Family Affair, Jody and Sissy will be on the show. And also tomorrow, I happen to know somebody's having a birthday.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah, and I happen to know somebody's going to get a special show tomorrow.
Fantastic. Wow. I'm writing down the guest for the birthday. Am I right?
Yes. Yes, Mike, it's Buzz's 77th birthday tomorrow.
Congratulations, Buzz.
Thank you. I'm glad to have lived this long.
But now let's get back to the pressing matters at hand, which are Match Game 99.
It's Match Game 99 with the stars Don Geronimo.
Hi, everybody.
Mike O'Mara.
Hey.
Tim McWilliams.
Yo, yo.
And Michael J. Elston.
Hey, hey.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Hi, dingbats.
Hey.
Stars, I'm kidding, of course. Stars, say hi to Dan on line 2 and Natalie on line 5.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Natalie. Hi, guys.
How's it going?
Hi. Hi.
Natalie, you're a girl, and we like you better than the boy. Would you like to go first?
Sure.
Choose A or B.
B.
B it is. You know, Natalie, G. Gordon Liddy isn't the only one with a new TV show. While he's shooting 18 Wheels of Justice, his producer, John Pop, is shooting his new show, 18 Wheels of Blank.
I got it. I'm in.
Mike's in already.
John Pop's new show, 18 Wheels of Blank.
All right.
Come on.
I'm in. I'm ready. Waiting on Buzzy and Tim.
I'm in.
Right. Buzz is ready. Tim?
Yeah.
I'll go.
You ready?
Yeah. Excellent.
All right.
Here you go.
Natalie, Gordon Liddy isn't the only one with a new TV show. While he's shooting 18 Wheels of Justice, super producer John Pop is shooting his new show, 18 Wheels of Blank. 18 Wheels of what?
Feces.
Feces.
Yeah, the stock answer.
Feces.
That's a nice effort there, Natalie.
Yeah, it's going to be a good pilot episode, too. Don, do you have John Pop's feces?
No, Robin, I wish I would have thought of that.
Yeah.
I said 18 wheels of cheese.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Nice Gouda.
Clever.
Sorry.
There you go.
You might.
No, I'm thinking, man.
Great, man's, right. Great minds do think alike. I also said cheese. Wheels of cheese.
Well, you're the thinking man also, Mike.
I know. Very good.
Can't think John and not think cheese. Did you say cheese, Tim?
Didn't say cheese, but being John Pop, the man that he is, I went with steel.
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 Steel. 18 wheels of steel.
Steel.
Steel. Did I ask for your comment?
No.
Thank
no.
you.
How about you?
Next.
I had 18 wheels of groceries.
Groceries.
All right. Sorry, John.
Come on, man.
No matches on John Pop's feces. Dan, a marvelous opportunity to jump out in front.
All right.
All right. Everyone loves Jeremy Coleman's new hair color and style.
Here we go.
And it's so easy to do. All he needs is a blow dryer, a comb, and a handful of blank.
All right.
No problem.
Can you repeat that one for me, Rob?
I can. Everyone loves Jeremy Coleman's new hair color and style, and it's easy to do. All you need is a blow dryer, a comb, and a handful of blank.
I am in like Errol Flynn.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I got aces over kings in this one, baby.
All right.
All right. All your panels ready, Robbie.
All right, stars are ready. Dan, everyone, including you, loves Jeremy Coleman's new hair color and style, and it's easy to do. All you need is a blow dryer, a comb, and a handful of what?
A handful of geesh.
Handful of geesh.
Geesh. Oh, yes. Geesh it is. Geesh. And that rears its ugly head again. Don, do you have Jeremy's geesh?
All over me, Rob.
Oh.
I sure do. I said geesh.
And I think it's good that we all have geesh. I think that's very good.
Mike had it.
Yeah. How about you, Tim?
Hey, mine was a slam dunk. Bleach.
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 Bleach. Bleach.
No, no match there. How about you, Bud?
I had the more traditional geesh.
All right. Dan, good job.
All right.
3-0. You get to go first.
Before we continue with the game.
No, wait one more time before that. Just
okay.
Wait.
Okay.
Just okay?
All right.
Just
okay.
One more time.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Dan, you get to go first. I need you to pick A or B.
How about A?
A. Here it is. Oprah Winfrey probably shouldn't run for president, Dan. Most politicians kiss babies. Oprah wants to blank them.
Oh, that's a slam dunk for you. That is a slam dunk for you, and I'm in with my answer.
I'm in.
Dan, Oprah Winfrey probably shouldn't run for president. While most politicians kiss babies, Oprah wants to blank them.
I'll say E.
Hey,
hold on.
Hey.
Cool it.
Mike, are you in?
I was in, yes.
Tim, are you in?
Oh, yes, sir.
Bye. I was already in.
All right. Panel's ready, Robbie.
All right, Dan, surprise us. Oprah Winfrey probably shouldn't run for president. Most politicians like to kiss babies, but Oprah might blank them. What?
I'll say eat.
Eat the baby.
Eat the baby.
Do you have eat the baby?
Yes, I. Rob, eat the baby. Yes, I do.
I have eat the baby.
Hey, another match.
Mike has eat the baby.
And I also have hug.
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 Nobody said hug.
Exactly.
How about you, Bob?
I had eat the baby.
Wow.
Eat the baby.
Natalie, it's very imperative you do well on this round.
Yeah, I must stop the game.
Yes. No, Don, I don't think I'm doing well, Don.
Because I'm laughing a lot, and I want to tell you why I'm laughing, and I want to ask Tim a question. Tim, have you ever seen the movie Wayne's World?
No, I have not, Don.
Okay. Okay, there's a scene in Wayne's World where they're interviewing Brian Doyle Murray. He's the owner of Noah's Arcade.
Right.
And while Wayne Campbell is doing a serious interview with him, he's holding up index cards that he's reading questions off of.
Right.
Well, he's written something on the other side of the card that he's holding up to the camera. If you look over towards Mike, you might see Sphincter Boy. That's one thing, Wayne. Every time you gave an answer, this man has no penis. Every time you gave an answer, Mike would have that on the back of his card. Nice hair.
Based on the movie Wayne's World is what it was. It was based on the
It's a tribute.
Absolutely, it's a tribute.
My friend, yes. Mike O'Mara.
Mike is keeping it loose for me, Tim.
Yes. You know, hey, now, Tim, you feel free to go right back and write down the ones for me. That'll be fine. But it's tough because as I was was doing that, I got more, you know, preoccupied with writing those.
Instead of thinking up
That's
your answers.
I kept saying to Rob, I kept saying, you know, Tim, I kid because I... Tim, don't look so mad. You're starting to give me a complex
here. Yeah, it's a little tense in here today, Mike.
It's very, very tense.
It's not the love I'm used to in this room.
And incidentally,
we love you, Tim. I hope you know that.
Do you hear Tim singing again before we went on the air?
Tim is very, very want to sing when the commercial breaks are going.
Oh. Yeah. I got nothing but love for you, Tim.
All right. All right. Good.
All right.
Tim, I feel the same way.
We love you, Tim.
All right. Thanks, Buzz.
Come on, Tim. I know it was yesterday that was the bad day. Today, make this the good day.
Want to sing Kumbaya?
I don't want to sing Kumbaya.
Okay. No. All right, Robbie, what's next?
All right, Natalie, it is your chance to match up in the second round here. It's important that you get some matches because you're falling behind, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Hey, this one features me.
Okay. Oh, good.
Hey!
Rob Spiewak, that's me, has a great marriage. On October 12th, it's his third anniversary, and he's giving his wife what she really wants. A blank.
I've got a great...
Ring. Ring. That's ring. Ring. You got that?
Ring.
Ring.
What's the problem here, folks?
A ring from ring. Mrs. Spiewak.
I don't know. Yeah, Tim is laughing now. He just saw the
Thank God
car.
I'm relaxed.
I got you that time, Mike. I got you.
All right.
We'll move ahead to round three. Dan, you're still in the lead, so you choose first.
All right, I'll try that B this time.
B. B it is. Dan, here's your clue. Big Gum Jim McClure is trying to make a weird fantasy football trade. He'll give Randy Moss in exchange for anyone who will give him a blank.
Honey, there's an obvious answer to that.
Big Gum Jim McClure is trying to make a weird fantasy football trade. He'll give Randy Moss in exchange for anyone who will give him a blank.
All right, I'm in. It's not a... I just want to tell you, mine's not a match. It's more of a social statement about Jim McClure.
Same here. I'm in.
Mine's absolutely the correct answer. Yes, I'm in too.
All right, everybody's in. Panel's in, Robbie.
Thank you, Stars. And Dan, Big Gum Jim McClure is trying to make a weird fantasy football trade. He'll give Randy Moss in exchange for anyone who will give him a blank. What's your answer?
BJ.
A BJ.
A BJ
for Big Gum Jim. Don, can you make that come true?
No, Rob. And again, I'm sorry. I know it's not a match. I said anyone who would give him a conscience.
Yeah, that's the way he does it.
All right, because he's unconscionable.
I agree there.
I said, Rob, that he'd do anybody who would give him a chin.
Chin.
Yeah, I thought that was the answer.
Yeah, that was the A answer.
Not
answer.
A match, though. How about you, Tim?
Oh, mine's done. Mine's a raise.
Oh.
A raise.
Come on.
Good answer.
Not a match, though.
Tim, you haven't had one match today.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about that. Buzz, don't you have an answer?
Buzz, a BJ for a Big Gum Jim?
I said a clue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. That's wrong.
No match there. Natalie,
no match.
You can still come back and win.
Okay.
With this clue. Are you ready?
Yes.
Concentrate, baby.
I'm concentrating.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Tom Gavin's last job interview didn't go so well.
Okay.
When they asked him about his favorite hobby, he said he loves to blank.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
Perhaps you heard the interview with Alan Linewand yesterday. Tom Gavin's last job interview didn't go so well. When they asked him about his favorite hobby, he said he loves to blank.
Favorite hobby.
I'm in.
Sam, are you ready?
I don't know. I'll go with this.
Yeah, we're all ready, Robbie.
Oh, the panel's in. All right, Natalie, Tom Gavin's last job interview didn't go so well. When they asked him about his favorite hobby, he said he loves to blank. What'd he say?
Eating breakfast at the home.
Good answer.
Now, Natalie, you
are a good listener, Natalie.
Yes, she is.
Technically not a home, but a good answer. Don, do you have those potatoes for her?
No, what was the setup again?
Tom Gavin's last job interview didn't go well. When they asked him what his favorite hobby was, he said he loves to blank.
J-O.
Yeah.
But then I had another one also.
Which is?
Kill senior citizens.
We'll have to go to the judges on that. No match. I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry.
How about you, Mike?
I had masturbate.
Yes.
There it is.
That's a lovely picture. How about you, Tim?
I went with sleep, Rob.
Yeah, sleep. That's not going to win you any points on a job interview.
Sleep.
How about you, Buzz?
I saved the card from last time. J-O.
Hey, there you go.
All right. Oh, we all done it.
Well, Dan,
J-O.
It's a runaway victory. Dan with 6, Natalie with 2. Dan, you're going to the final match.
All right, cool.
I get confused if it's final or super.
So that means that when we come back, Dan will play against Jennifer.
Yes.
And then they play a game, then one of them picks one of us to go for the super match,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
Excellent.
Listen, Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie, for you, chicken, okay, from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Thank you.
Enjoy their new chicken flavors, Tender Roast, Triple Crunch Zinger, mm-hmm. Honey BBQ, or KFC Original Recipe, only at KFC. And you're in the running for the WWF-ication to Cleveland that we're giving away on Friday's episode.
Great.
So please make sure you're listening. Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you.
I thought Natalie had very good answers.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. A couple of speed bumps here playing together. Mm-hmm. Robbie, when we come back, we have one more round, correct?
Yes, with Jennifer and Dan, and then they'll go to Supermatch.
All right. Oh, we're playing for $100 today. That's the grand prize.
Oh, wow.
For the winner. So we'll play for some real money when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What is your reaction to the comment that you are just a flash in the pan?
Maybe they're right. Nobody knows. In fact, if I knew, I would be a mastermind. I'm not.
Stay tuned for your chance to name that sound for up to $1,000 only on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, if you're listening to us out west, it's 12 minutes after 3 o'clock. And if you're in Reno, you're listening to KPLY, K-Play Sports Radio.
Let's go, girls.
Don. Mike. Don and Mike Show.
Tim.
Yes, sir, Don.
I know we're friends.
Yes, sir.
And I can tell you this, that we have decided you are worse at the Magic game than Christine Kerner was.
I am very bad at this game, and I admit it.
So give him a round of applause.
Okay, thank you.
You might be. No, you are the worst celebrity guest we've ever had.
Tim McWilliams, ladies and gentlemen.
On Magic game.
Tim McWilliams.
It's taken a lot of experience to get to this point.
Not a reflection on Tim McWilliams, the man.
No.
A reflection on Tim McWilliams, the game show player.
There you go.
Well, what do you think of Tim McWilliams, the man?
Oh, he's aces.
Right.
Stand-up guy.
The best.
Speaking of aces, Don, you know, that's a card thing, kind of like poker and stuff. How's that going?
When do you want to play, Tim?
He means
it. Serious?
Absolutely.
No.
I swear to God, as a matter of fact,
not
this weekend. I'm thinking next weekend, getting the gang together.
Excellent.
Mike's back out of his golf thing now, so I can play on the weekend.
I mean, I'm not one to drop hints or anything, but
Tim,
Tim,
consider yourself absolutely invited to our first card game of the year next weekend.
Well, I have to think about it now.
Oh, you are a pain.
You're a ball buster.
You really are. You have definitely gone up a notch.
I think I'm busy that night.
Oh, my God. Okay. It's not night. We play daytime poker.
Okay. Let's get back to Magic game. Robbie, who do we have?
We have Jennifer and we have Dan. Lines 2 and 4.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get them. Lines 2 and lines 4. Okay. Gotcha. Oh, let me play you in here, Robbie.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Thank you, Gene. Hello, Dingbats.
Hello,
Hi,
Rob
Dingbat.
I love all the stars. Every one of them. All right. Jennifer.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
I need you to choose A or B.
A.
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 A. Stars, are you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Yes, absolutely.
Hall of Famer Sam Huff loves Columbus Day. And why shouldn't he? He and Christopher Columbus share a lot. Columbus discovered America, and Sam Huff discovered blank. Hall of Famer Sam Huff loves Columbus Day because they share so much. Christopher Columbus discovered America, and Sam discovered blank.
All right, I'm in.
I'm not in yet. I am really having trouble with this one.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Can we pass on this one?
I had it right away. I'm not saying I'm going to get a match here, but I didn't have an answer immediately.
I'm in.
Buzz is in.
I'm in. All right, I'm in.
All right, Mike's in. Just waiting on Timbo.
Oh, man, this is bad.
Oh, Tim, the music ran out.
All right, I'm okay, in. I'm in.
All right, Tim's in.
All right, Jennifer. Hall of Famer Sam Huff loves Columbus Day because they share so much. Columbus discovered America, and Sam discovered blank. What's your answer, Jennifer?
He discovered the short end of the stick.
Good answer.
Man, this is a good answer.
You know what?
It's a better answer than any of us, I bet you.
Can everybody hold on for a moment, please?
We have a special call coming in.
Yes, Leah's sister's calling us.
Very good.
Good.
Report on how she did. Hey, hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi, is it over?
She did so great.
Yay!
Loved her.
All right. Did he kiss her hand?
He kissed her
didn't he kiss her hand, or they held hands and told her she was beautiful?
Might get $100 from Leah.
she did really, really great.
Yeah, so she's
fantastic.
So you guys have to watch tonight, and you have your listeners call in tomorrow and say what they thought.
Where is she at?
She's still downstairs.
Oh, what's she doing down there?
I don't know yet. They had us wait up here in her dressing room.
Okay. Tell the truth, she's making love to Dave.
Well, that would probably be a dream of hers.
Listen, would you please ask her? Tell her we're going to be here. Our show's running way over today. We're going to be here for more than another hour.
Okay.
So have her call us, would you please?
I sure will.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, hey, it sounded good if they were holding hands. That's it. I mean, she's a lock. If they were holding hands.
She had a great appearance.
She'll be back. Fantastic. Way to go, Leah Remini.
But I'd like to know if he kissed her hand.
I know, because you got a bet going with
that. If he kissed her hand, I get $100 from Leah.
That's good.
All right, back to the Dan and Jennifer. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
We're walking our patient Leah Remini through this David Letterman thing today.
Yeah, it's over now. It's over now.
So, the question, Robbie, was?
It was Christopher Columbus discovered America, Sam Huff discovered blank, and Jennifer had what I thought was a very good answer.
Short end of the stick.
The short end of the stick.
I wish I had it, Robbie.
What did you have? You got it quickly, and I thought.
I said Sam invented booger eating.
Discovered booger eating.
And that was quite a discovery. How about you, Mike?
I said he discovered his bean bag.
I'll tell you,
it took me a while.
Jennifer, you had the right answer.
Yeah,
we all
really
have the wrong answer.
Yeah, you were the only one who had the right answer.
How about you, Tim?
Well, I thought I had the right answer. It was the Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes.
How's that? Is that getting better, Mike?
Yeah, that's not
the
bad.
There you go, Tim.
Not bad. Very good.
Buzzy?
How about you, Buzz?
I thought he discovered football itself.
You know what, Jennifer? We apologize. We should have had short end of the stick.
Mm.
But surprisingly, you're all right. All of those things were discovered by Sam.
There you go. Absolutely. Especially his own bean bag.
Ready, Dan?
Hey, what's this?
Dan.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, here's your clue.
This tastes pretty good. These are good boogers.
We're all excited that Kathy Lee Gifford will be appearing soon on Broadway. And also, Frank Gifford will soon be appearing in blank.
Oh.
Oh, come on. That's easy. Even I got that one.
All right.
We're excited that Kathy Lee Gifford will be appearing on Broadway. And soon, Frank Gifford will be appearing in blank.
You in, Tim?
Dan, you messed this up. You're dead.
I'm in.
Buzzy, you in?
I'm in.
All right, Dan, I know you're excited that Kathy Lee is soon going to be on Broadway, and soon Frank Gifford will be appearing in blank. What'd you say?
I don't know if I messed it up. I said in drag.
In drag.
What are you drinking?
Amazing that Dan won his first round. Don, do you have Frank Gifford in drag?
No, I said soon he would be appearing in a casket.
Good answer. How about you,
Mike? That's horrible.
That is a horrible
answer. I said he'll soon be appearing in the morgue.
That's just
Tim,
sick.
Did you match anybody?
No, I didn't, Rob. That's a shock, isn't it? Court.
Thank you.
Court.
Yeah. How about you, Buzz?
I said he'd soon be appearing in death.
In death.
All right, well.
Oh, well, no matches there. And we move on to round two with a 0-0 score. Jennifer, A or B?
A.
Hey! All right, keeping it more local now, Jennifer. We're all tickled to death now that Miss Bobby's back in the office.
You know, I know yours was funny. I'm still laughing at yours, and I had a death one too, but a casket. Something funny.
Casket. Be appearing in a casket.
More kind of funny. Casket.
K sounds are funny. Casket.
I'm sorry. Just Frank in a casket. Go ahead, Rob. I didn't mean to digress.
Jennifer, we're all tickled to death now that Miss Bobby's back in the office. And we all knew she'd returned when we saw her blank in the parking lot.
All right. I'm in.
We're all tickled to death now that Miss Bobby's back in the office. She's our office manager, you know. And we all knew she had returned when we saw her blank in the parking lot.
All right, I'm in.
I'm in.
Oh, boy. I'm in.
Tim, are you in?
Yes, I'm in. All right. Jennifer, you're included in this. We're all tickled to death now that Miss Bobby's back at work. And we all knew she had returned when we saw her blank in the parking lot. Jennifer, what did you say?
I say broom.
Broom.
Man, she is good.
What an unusual answer that is.
Who would say that? Mm-hmm. Don, did you have that?
No, Rob, I said when we saw her bloodstains in the parking lot.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Not a match.
Evil horror.
Not a match.
Evil horror. I have broom.
Broom is a match.
Broom. There you go, broom.
How about
broom.
You, Tim?
Well, I got Harley.
Harley.
That's right.
Well, you're maintaining your reputation, Tim. Thank you.
Have you matched anybody today?
I don't think we should talk about this, Rob. But do you have an answer?
I had broom.
Broom's a match.
There you go. I should have had broom, too.
And Jennifer, too. Dan, you ready to go here?
Yep, all set.
All right. Steve Young is making a marvelous recovery. And while doctors say he might not play football again, he'll be well suited for a career in blank. Steve Young making a marvelous recovery, and while doctors say he may not play football again, he'll be well suited for a career in blank.
All right, I'm in. Change of mind.
Hey, can't do that.
All right, I'm in.
Yes, Tim, me.
Waiting on Buzzy.
Okay, I'm in.
All righty, Dan. Steve Young making a marvelous recovery, and while doctors say he might not play football, he'll be well suited for a career in blank. What'd you say?
It's speech therapy.
Speech therapy.
Speech therapy.
Did all you right. say speech therapy, Don?
No, Rob. Of course, we're all dancing around the fact that Steve Young has some kind of brain damage.
Exactly.
So I said he would be working for CBS management.
But not a match.
I have a very short memory from yesterday's show. I said Steve Young would be working at Amway.
Tom Gavin.
Little Tom Gavin.
Not a matcher. How about you, Tim?
Mine's a slam dunk there, Rob. It's Crash Test Dummy.
Crash Test Dummy.
That's your first attempt, Tim.
That's good, Tim. Very good.
Excellent.
I had a match there, though. How about you, Buzz?
I had basket weaving.
Basket weaving. No.
All right. Well, we move into the third round of final match. Jennifer, you are ahead, so you go first. A or B?
A.
Oh, this one goes like this. Good news and bad news. The good news, Buzz Burbank's incision isn't oozing anymore. Mm-hmm. The bad news, his blank is leaking.
Okay.
Good news and bad. The good news, Buzz Burbank's incision isn't oozing anymore.
All right, I'm in.
The bad, in. His in. Blank is leaking.
I'm in.
Yo.
And Timbo's in. All right, panel's ready,
all
Robbie.
Right,
panel's right.
Good news and bad news. The good news, Buzz Burbank's incision isn't oozing anymore. The bad, his blank is leaking. What'd you say, Jen?
Oh, gosh. News stories?
News story.
Can I change?
Oh, no, wow. You can't.
No, you can't.
Wow, that might be one that Tim would match.
he's hard.
Tough crowd here, folks. What'd you have, Don? Did you have news story?
No, Rob, I said his ass was leaking.
Oh, leaky ass.
His ass was leaking.
God!
His ass is leaking.
How about you, Mike?
He's playing the match game, Mike.
Man, I said his ass is leaking.
Oh, not that! Did you say news story, Tim?
No, I went with the medical large intestines there, Rob.
Oh.
Boy, that's pretty close.
That is very close.
That's hard to beat.
And here's the guy who would really know. Buzz, what did you say?
I said his thing was leaking.
His thing? Oh, hey.
No match.
Maybe no match.
We didn't know that.
All right, Dan, no pressure here. 2-3 Think you can do it?
Yeah, I can give it a shot.
All right, let's see you. Here we go. It turns out Ken Stevens' parents didn't like him very much. When they changed his diaper, they didn't use baby powder. They used blank. Ken Stevens, our general manager, Dan, it turns out his parents didn't like him very much. When they changed his diaper, they didn't use baby powder. They used blank.
I have finished mine, Don, in case you're wondering.
I was, and I'm in also. It's a very tough one.
I don't know yet. I don't like the diaper humor, Rob. I really don't. I change those still. All right.
Are you in, Buzzy?
Not yet, no. I'm in. I'm in.
I didn't Buzz want it to be in. Diaper humor as much as I wanted it to be Ken humor.
I understand.
Mike,
yeah.
You in?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, the panel is in. Dan, it turns out Ken's parents didn't like him very much. When they changed his diaper, they didn't use baby powder. They used blank. What'd they use?
That's a tough one. I'm going to go for a couple matches and say feces.
Feces?
Good luck with that one.
Well, it's diaper humor.
Mm-hmm.
Feces.
All right, feces.
Hey, Don, do you have Ken Stevens' feces?
No, I said, Rob, that his parents used Tabasco sauce.
He wouldn't like that.
I said they didn't use baby powder. They used gunpowder.
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 Yeah, how about you there, Tim?
I went with lime dust there, Rob.
What the hell is lime dust?
It's what they throw the bodies in the holes and put lime on them in the mafia. Lime.
Wow, that's not a match, is it?
No, it isn't, no.
How about you, Buzz?
I had, instead of baby powder, Comet Cleanser.
Comet Cleanser.
Now, listen, that means we finally have a winner, right?
That's right. That means Jennifer is going to
Jennifer!
Super match.
All right, Jennifer, great. Hold on, Dan, you get the chicken from KFC.
All right, thanks, guys.
And we'll put you in the running for the trip to Cleveland. Please make sure you're listening to Friday's episode, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, now.
Let me see. And Rob, you could be a little louder with that microphone. That would be great.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Now, explain to Jennifer, explain to me how this last deal works.
All right, Jennifer, what we're going to do is we're going to give you Super Match, which is actually a very short match game category. First of all, you need to choose a celebrity. On the panel, it'd be Don, Mike, Tim, or Buzz.
I go with Tim.
Yeah, go with Tim if you don't want that $100.
I'm going to pick Mike because that is my husband's name.
Okay, right. Mike.
Okay.
Now, Mike will lock in his answer to this clue. And then you can ask for suggestions from the rest of the panel. Then you can clue in with either one of their suggestions or one of your own.
Okay.
All right?
And if you get this one right, you win $100.
Oh, cool.
All right, Mike, are you ready
yeah.
to lock in?
Mm-hmm.
The super match is blank paper.
Oh.
Blank paper.
I've got the answer for you. I'll tell you the answer after Mike locks in with his.
All right, I'm in.
All right, now this is where we can each give her an answer.
Mike, you've locked in?
Yeah.
All right. Don, you can offer a suggestion to Jennifer.
All right, Jennifer, if you want to win the $100, you will say newspaper.
All right, Tim, do you have a suggestion?
I'm going to go with newspaper as well.
You can't.
Do you have a different suggestion,
Come on,
Tim?
It's the only thing I can match, baby. Help me out.
No, Tim, you're just offering another example.
Fax paper.
Okay. Buzzy, what's your clue?
I'll say wrapping paper then.
All right, all good clues. Or you could choose your own, Jennifer. What do you have for blank paper?
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm going to trust Dawn and say newspaper.
Newspaper.
Mike?
I said fly paper.
Fly paper.
What are you doing listening to me?
What can I say? Sorry, I tried. I always do the first thing that pops into my head.
We're sorry, Jennifer.
Sorry about that, Jennifer.
That's okay. Thank you.
Well, now listen, Jennifer, you also do get the chicken, though.
Okay.
The chicken from KFC. And there are new chicken flavors, Tender Roast, Triple Crunch Zinger, Honey BBQ, and KFC Original Recipe. Plus, you win WWF tickets to WWF Raw is War at MCI November 1st with 40 of your favorite wrestlers, and you are in the running for the trip we're giving away on Friday to Cleveland for another WWF match.
Oh, cool.
So please make sure you're listening to Friday's episode, and we thank you, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Hold on there, Jennifer.
Okay. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Jennifer.
In addition to Jennifer, we can also thank Natalie, Dan, and Dan.